It's a Tuesday, so it's time to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing, mates?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 AM and 2NM.com.au.
First up, what's happening with the local game?
Yeah, of course, you had Mick Hall on the weekend in the experiential thing, which is a sports show between 1 and 4 on 2NM and 2NM.com.au, of course. You can find out more by going through the website there, 2NM.com.au/breakfast.
Yep.
And relive the highlights of the magnificence that was Mick Hall, so it's as good as it gets when it comes to that. But, of course, they have their presentation next week. That will be, of course, on the 5th, and that'll be out at Highbrook from about 3 o'clock. Also, Corindai have their launch and also their presentation from last year, like the Brook, and that will be at the salubrious place in Willow Tree, known as the Grays. It's $40 a head, and from talking to some of the people at Corindai, they're really excited by the new season, not only with men's but also women's. Also, Singleton are training on Mondays, which is great to see. And also the ladies are in it on Wednesdays with the juniors and the seniors as they continue to play on Friday and Saturday nights. All the details, you can go through Australia.rugby or go through the Rugby Explorer and you'll be able to be well sorted out. On Saturday afternoon, we're going to tell you when Central North and also Newcastle have their trials for their 12s to 18s for the country and also the state championships over the Geelong weekend. And that should be quite a bit of fun for our kids as they look to go to that next place and wear the Cockatoo Gold.
Mate, having a look at the Super Rugby season, round 2, ding-dong battle at Leichhardt between the Waratahs and the Reds.
Wasted opportunity in the Harvey Norman Super Rugby Pacific by the Tars, 20 points to 16. Of course, the big Tong and Thor walked out the door after quite a bit. So did Tate McDermott. Left some points out on the field, but that's good news. There's plenty of improvement for the team, and they've got a great opportunity on Saturday night as they play on GM Channel 82. Free-to-air, finally, for the Waratahs as they take on the Ray White Brumbies. Big day with Super W starting as well, with the ladies starting at 5 o'clock on Stan. But going to be a magnificent weekend of Super Rugby. Just be wary of the game on Friday night with the Fijian Drew and the Melbourne Rebels. That's supposed to be played at Lang Park. From what I've worked out, that Milton and Auchinflower and all those places are underwater. So that could be canned or moved to the Gold Coast. But head to the website there, fijiandrua.com, and they'll be able to work it out for you. But they've had an interesting start to the tournament. The Brumbies look like they're in pretty good shape, and so do the Reds too. But they got let loose, the Brumbies, the Rebels. I don't know where they're going to find their points. They just don't seem to have any attacking spark at all, even though they're a bunch of goers in the forwards. And the Western Force under Fergus Lee Warner, wow, if he doesn't watch himself, he might play for the Wallabies, because he's been outstanding. He has been outstanding for the last maybe 18 months. And with Isaac Rodder there, he's got a bloke to share the load in regards to some of the work. But he's been getting half a dozen to eight carries and really doing some good stuff in defence. But the lineouts were dreadful for both the Rebels and the Force, you know. So that's one thing we've got to fix up in our games.
Yeah, the Force look really good. They'll be tested against the Reds this coming weekend. Now, in your notes here, you want to talk about the Africa solution. It sounds a bit dark.
Yeah, well, it's not dark at all. It's very, very interesting to see that the Currie Cup, which is the big traditional thing that starts in a couple of weeks' time there in South Africa. The usual suspects will be in the Premier Comp, Western Province, Golden Lions, Free State Cheetahs. And then they have a second tier, which has the exotic types such as the Griqualand Griggers, Southwest Eagles, etc., etc., etc. Part of that is going to be a Georgian side. Yes, the Georgian from Europe.
Wow.
And also Zimbabwe and Kenya are going to play games. So they're going to get 6 to 8 games before they get into their Rugby World Cup qualifiers. We've talked about this before, where the opportunity should be, hopefully in the fullness of time, where South Africa doesn't have to play in the Rugby Championship. They can play their own types in the African area and have their own African championships, Namibia, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Morocco, in the fullness of time. Much like, hopefully, South America will get that with Chile and Uruguay in the fullness of time as well. And we can pick up Japan and the Pacific Islands for our Rugby Championships. So,
fingers crossed.
It's a great solution to have for those teams in the lead-up to a Rugby World Cup qualifiers to get some games under their belt.
Sure is. And you've got about 30 seconds to talk about the Giteau Law.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that we just haven't scrapped it. You only have to play 30 tests for 5 years. And also, disgracefully, during the week, we only have 2 Bledisloe Cup tests from now on. Maybe they should have done the deal next year, but as we've said about Andy Marinos, is out the door. He's South African. He'll do what's good for New Zealand rugby. And we should have had two test matches in Australia for the Bledisloe, and the New Zealanders should have had one.
Yep.
But we've only got 2 of them this year, and that's really disappointing. But it looks like Perth, Sydney, and also Brisbane will get the English test matches in June, and the Bledisloe will most probably go to Melbourne, so we'll see how we go with that.
Looking forward to those tests against the English and Eddie Jones, and looking forward to talking more rugby on the weekend when Mr. Rugby joins us for the sideline view. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Vic.